This is Son of the Goo, a Smallville fanfic written by S.V. Madeline, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R, contains the pairing Clark Lex, and is a follow-up to Sepphoris' story, Frantic. Clark winced as he picked up a large rock. God, you're a Neanderthal, Lex protested, scooping up the tiny creature. It dissolved into a flat puddle in his hand, and Clark and Lex both watched, shocked and not just a little curious, as it reformed into its previous shape. We're not going to crush it to death. Jesus, Clark. Turning his attention back to the goo, he murmured, Shh, we're going to take you to my lab and find out how you got so big, Lex said, eyeing it steadily. We're not doing anything. I can't even take off if you're holding that thing. Clark protested, growing increasingly high-pitched. Lex said noncommittally. Oh, a truck. Clark made a noise that sounded disturbingly like a squeak and flattened himself to the ground so that exposure was at its minimum. Lex made a small sound of disgust and tucked the goo into his pocket. He ran to the side of the road, waving his arms over his head calmly. The truck actually stopped, and Clark continued to observe, awed, as Lex leaned into the window and said something. He then pointed at Clark lying on the ground, and a startled laugh rang out from the car. Lex nodded and continued talking as Clark pressed his body into the sweet, cool ground. Maybe it would suck him in. The car was on its way half a minute later, and Clark looked up cautiously as he got to his feet. Lex was now airily tossing around a lead pipe, complete with gleeful smirk. Clark blinked. Well, get that into some sort of shape to hold it already, Lex instructed impatiently, handing over the pipe. Clark bent and twisted it this way and that, by rote. Wordlessly, he handed the misshapen pipe to Lex, who carefully pulled the goo back out and placed it inside the pipe. He tucked it neatly under his arm and looked at Clark expectantly. Resigned, Clark bent slightly so Lex could climb on again. 1 month later. I want to show you something, Lex grinned, twisting out of his suit jacket and tossing it carelessly on the table on their way through the penthouse. I'm up for anything you want to show me, Clark told him, a little breathlessly, tugging off his tie and throwing it over his shoulder. He was getting so much better at this flirting thing, even if he did say so himself. He was managing double entendres these days. Lex was proud of him, even if he didn't say it, Clark thought, and turned on. Really, really turned on, Clark swallowed as Lex pivoted and placed his hands on both sides of Clark's face. Even though Lex was the one walking backwards, Clark was the one who stumbled as he followed Lex into the bedroom. Lex was unbuttoning Clark's jeans, almost had them halfway past his hip bone when a dim green light in the corner caught his eye. This is new, Clark said blankly, ignoring Lex's surprised protest as he pulled away. Clark peered closer, frowning. It was the goo. In Lex's bedroom! The goo was in Lex's bedroom, and it was watching him! Them! Lex! Clark couldn't tell what the heck the goo was focused on. It sat placidly on a small, brightly colored purple rock in the front corner of the terrarium. Could goo even sit? I thought some landscaping might be nice, Lex said thoughtfully, coming up behind Clark and tracing a finger along the glass. A tentacle landed with a muffled thwop against the glass. Clark shivered. Lex, you can't possibly be thinking of keeping the goo in your house, Clark protested. We've run every test we can think of at my labs, Lex said softly, stroking as the goo made oddly contented sound and noises that could plainly be heard through the terrarium. I've made its new surroundings as safe as they can possibly be. I'd like to be able to keep an eye on it. Clark continued to eye the little green glob. It wasn't eyeing him back. It wasn't! Clark repeated it a couple of times. It could be the new yoga mantra he'd been looking for the last month. Lex turned his back on the glass, facing Clark again. He slid a warm hand underneath Clark's t-shirt and rubbed his stomach, leaning in closer to Clark's neck, rocking his body against Clark's silently. Lead-lined plexiglass, Lex murmured with a lick, and Clark doesn't want to ask just how Lex managed that one. Bolted air going in and out of the tank. Clark rocked helplessly at Lex's slow rhythm. An immediate alert. The tip of Lex's tongue behind the cartilage of Clark's ear. To security, if the mass weight of the tank does not fall within present parameters. Its diet is based on, well, we don't really know for certain yet. It can apparently eat anything and gains some form of sustenance. Clark glared at Lex. The trick is to feed it in minimum amounts, enough for it to live comfortably, yet still not be able to gain enough energy to grow to anything remotely approaching the size he saw in Smallville. Also, it needs to be kept away from heat. Does it get sick? Clark asked, biting his lip as a tiny tentacle flopped shyly against the plexiglass next to Lex's ass. No, Lex said slowly. It fed off your heat vision. It sucked up those cars like they were nothing. And the goats? Got it, Clark muttered. But I've got it all under control. It's under constant surveillance. Nibbles can't do us any harm, Clark. Lex had managed to get them closer to the bed, and Clark had absolutely no idea how. Wait, what? It had a name? Nibbles? Lex was kissing him again. Hard, and it should be hot, and it was hot, but Clark could feel tiny eyes boring into his back, and his cock responded by softening slightly. Lex pushed off him slowly as he felt it against his thigh. I feel like trying something in a chair, in a living room chair, Clark said brightly, swiftly pulling Lex behind him. You are bogglingly transparent. Of their own volition, Clark's pants slid down 2 inches. Clark smiled tensely, weight moving from foot to foot. Fortunately for you, I am easily swayed, Lex breathed, following Clark out of the bedroom. If the two of them had looked back behind them, they would have seen the green glow fade a bit, his tentacles finally falling from the glass as Nibbles observed the pair leaving the room. He had so looked forward to the chance to observe the Lex in his natural environment. But soon he will have the Lex. He will. The end.